welcome to The Gaily Show. I'm Jay Cook.
And I'm Graham Davis.
On today's show, we are taking you through the top 50 dating terms every gay and bi guy should know.
Absolutely. Do you know your BDSMs from your BNDs or your JLOs from your FWBs?
Doesn't sound like you do.
I've no idea. It's going to be a very interesting half an hour.
Or more. But all of that is after this. If you enjoy what we do, please head on over to thegayuk.com/support. Where you can donate a small, tiny, insignificant amount of money, which will help keep us on the air.
Absolutely. All of your donations are helping us keep the lights on, pay for the broadband, and keep our tootsies warm during the winter months. So simply head on over to thegayuk.com/support. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I thought we weren't going to mention the V-Day.
Weren't we?
Well, do you know, we don't do Valentine's Day, do we?
You don't know.
I don't do Valentine's Day. And
I've just gone along with it.
Oh.
See, Michael does Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Michael.
As per usual, if you want to give us a message on whatever platform you're watching.
Yeah.
Go on, what were you going to say?
Well, you can write it below.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to do the actions. You were talking.
No, I'm very aware that I need to give more space to Graham to talk.
Just more space in general, really. I like to spread out, you know. I feel like I'm spreading out all the chocolate I've eaten the last kind of couple of days.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
I've been binge eating.
I've put on so much weight. I broke the scales.
Really?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Why, what are you now?
Oh, I'm not going to divulge that. Yes, but it's... I'm about stone heavier than I was this time last year.
Oh. It's funny, because he doesn't sound fat, does he?
Because it's funny, because where's it all gone? My ankles are really, really large, as we discussed yesterday. Anyway, how have you been? Welcome to the show. This is, I think this is going to be show 45, you know?
Oh, really?
Yes, show 45. If you're listening on the podcast, which you can do on 9 different platforms, including iTunes and CastBox and Spotify. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, we talk about it every single time. I'm so glad. Anyway, listen, if you've got comments for us, you want to say hello, you want to shout out, please do take a moment to go to whichever platform you're on and write us a little message and we will say hello.
Indeedy. So we're talking about what? The top 50 dating terms?
Yes. Now, I wrote this article whilst we were waiting for a plane in America.
Really?
Do you remember that flight that was delayed and delayed and delayed anyway? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, here we go. We've got some messages coming up already. Simon says...
Evening.
Hello. In Wales, we have our very own Valentine's Day called... Oh, go on, you can do the Welsh.
Hang on.
Go on.
Let me try this.
Go on, do it.
I apologise in advance, Simon. Dead Santes, when you wed on the 25th of January.
Oh, it's before.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we've missed it. We should have had a special...
I didn't know that.
Have I said that correct?
Could you spell it out phonetically so we can...
I don't know how you pronounce double D. I know double L is th, like a scouse kind of...
Is it?
No, it's a sound like chlandudno.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, listen, if you spell it out phonetically, we'll say it properly and then people will know.
Can you read phonetics?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, everyone should be able to read phonetics. That's what you're taught in school, like when you're 5.
For pictures. Cobmus says, hello from Canberra in Australia.
Hello. Ooh.
We've travelled tonight.
International.
We have.
Simon says, nice try. Ultimately means you failed.
And left it there. Anyway, I have got you something for Valentine's Day. I have. I've got you a... Look at this beautiful rainbow rose. Happy Valentine's Day.
Did you just nick that from the stock cupboard?
Yeah, we sell these on thegayshop.co.uk. You don't just have to go to thegayuk.com/support to support us. We sell roses as well. Isn't that beautiful?
It is wonderful. Look at all those colours. And tell me now, what is the product of these? For people listening on the podcast and or without the picture, describe.
Yeah. It's a standard rainbow rose made from satin ribbon. It's all hand-stitched and made in the UK. And look at that. You can fluff it out when you open it. They do fluff out.
Made by members of the LGBT community, no less.
Absolutely. We've a couple of lesbians in a shed in Western Superman.
We didn't put them there.
It's a studio.
They've chosen to be there.
We didn't lock the door.
No, we didn't lock the door. And we put breathe holes in, so it's okay, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's just cold in the winter and hot in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, you can buy those at thegayshop.co.uk, is that right?
Absolutely. That was a great plug, wasn't
it? Well done. Right, okay, so moving on. These are the 50 terms you need to know for if you're on dating apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because whilst we were waiting for the plane... I was on Grindr.
In America?
Yes, because, you know, you just want to see who's around, don't you?
It's nice to see different faces.
And obviously, in America, they do have, like, a few different kind of, like, terms that they use, which I hadn't really heard of before. So, you know, I decided that would make an interesting article.
Okay, go on, Em.
You know, it was great. The roses are very beautiful and very cool, says Steffi. Yes, well... And she wants one, or they want one.
Sid wants to know, where's mine?
You can get...
I've been asking that all day, Sid. Where's mine? Card, flowers, chocolates, gifts, nothing.
So anyway, we're going to do this in alphabetical order. Right, so 420. Have you ever heard of 420?
It's a time on the clock.
Yeah, that's true. Or an hour with you.
Wow.
Oh, it's a bit personal. This is all about pot and smoking thereof.
Okay, 420, yes. So, I know what 420 is.
Oh, did you? How did you know that?
Because I was well up on it.
What was that?
Don't know.
I didn't know what that was, and I saw it on people's profiles, and I was like, is that costing, or is that a time limit, or...
Or no more than 420 guys today, please.
Jamie's 420 loads weekend.
Ooh, I wonder if you could get 420 dates in a day.
No, you couldn't.
There's a challenge. You'd have to travel, I think.
I do actually know a guy who probably would do that challenge, though. I won't divulge his name on here. Maybe he's... Right, anyway,
Mary Jane 420 says,
are you on it? Are you doing it? So basically that guy, that person is smoking pot, or
so
wants
420
to...
means pot friendly,
or smoking it right now,
or I think in Canberra in Australia is it called Mary Jane then in Australia? Is that the same as 420? Or he just knows someone called Mary Jane who's
she's
on 420.
She's on 420. Okay, play. This is all about guys who like to age up or age down.
Okay.
Okay, so guys
I've trimmed an age sometimes on profiles. You know, I've said maybe taking a couple of years off.
No, they're talking about extreme. So guys who like to take part in age play might like to wear nappies and diapers or go the other extreme and use Zimmer frames.
Oh, okay.
I mean, good.
I think, yeah.
Listen, I'm all up for the role play. ASL. Do you remember this one? ASL?
Age, sex, location.
Oh,
that's an oldie.
Oh, look at you. You're showing your age.
See? That was when that's when you had dial-up and you could kind of, like, talk to people.
I know. So people who are very young won't really know what it means, because now we've got GPS and we've got profiles that describe everything about you.
And live face video.
Yeah, exactly.
Snapping.
But before all that, and before people could even have, like, pictures of themselves on the internet, or because they didn't have, like... Because I tried that once with a scanner.
Mm.
You know, like an actual... Put my face on the scanner.
What, on a photocopier?
Yes, because I wanted to get a picture of myself to put on the thing. It didn't come out very pretty.
Was the nose all squashed? Did you do one of your arse as well?
You know, I look like one of the... You know, when at the British Museum, the tombs...
Well, no, they're one of the New Zealand... not New Zealand, they're one of the Easter Island heads.
I kind of looked a bit like that.
Like an Easter Island
head. If that doesn't offend anybody, that's, yeah, basically.
Well, no, they're statues, aren't they, in the ground?
No, I know. That's what I kind of look like when you put your face against. And you come out a very funny colour as well.
What, on a.
On a screen. And you have to stay really still, because you know when the light goes up like that, and then it's kind of starting to kind of blind.
When, you know when the light... I've never stuck my face on.
Has nobody ever done that? There you go. Joe says, on Facebook Live, I've scanned my face too for years, but to get a picture. You see, I'm not alone. You see, I ask people these questions. That we have someone who works with us, and I asked him No, it wasn't a very personal question. Well, it probably was quite a personal question. And I'm not going to... Well, we'll talk about it another time. But he was like, I can't believe you do that dirty. And I was like, sure, do all gay guys do this? No?
We're going to have to say what it was now.
So, I'm not going to do it right now.
It's quite Valentine's-y.
What, have you ever tasted your own jizz?
I thought you were talking about the spaff on your own face.
Oh, no.
okay. Talking about different things. Okay, we'll move on then.
What? No.
No, because someone that we were talking about spaffing on your face, you know, by your, if you're by
I
yourself.
I remember and, asking him that. Did I ask him that?
Spaffing in your terminology list.
Oh my God, I'm going to get done by HR. Right, number four, bottom.
Bottom?
Yeah, do you know what a bottom is?
What? Yes.
So
that's quite who wrote this? Oh, you wrote the list.
Yes, because some people might not know what that means.
Okay.
Like if you've just logged on for the first time and someone's just put bottom all over their profile, you're gonna look quite silly, aren't you, if you
ask them what it means.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bottom. Go on, you can read out what I've written.
Bottom. You might be asked whether you're a top or a bottom.
Mm.
Bottoms or verse bottoms are guys who generally take on or receive the D. What, like Sunny D?
Yes.
They are the bottoms. Ones who get penetrated. Tops or verse tops are the ones who do the penetrating. Verse are those guys who like it both ways. Guys who don't like penetrative sex are called sides.
Yes, do you remember this? We've talked about this before.
We have talked about sides before.
I think that might be in the list further down. Do you want to do the next one? Go on.
BDSM. This is quite self-explanatory, a lot of these. BDSM, that's, you know, bondage, dominance, discipline, submission. Sadism and... I can never say that word.
Which one? Where?
The M word.
Masochism.
I can't... Why did you put that word in? I can't say it. Macho.
That word, the M word.
That word.
I would have said that. If you hadn't said I couldn't say it, I probably would have said it. That's
so
weird.
BDSM likes a bit of whips and chains and all that kind of stuff.
By the way, if any of these are a trigger for you, and I don't mean triggering as in I'm going to melt, I mean as in this is exciting you, please let us know so we can flag you and we'll come around later. Okay, next one, bareback or BB, as sometimes it's written on people's profiles.
Busy bees. That's a brilliant game.
Guys who like to have anal sex without the use of condoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a Brokeback Mountain moment. BBC, it's potentially offensive, but some people use it in a positive way on their profiles. it stands for, black men with big cocks. Did you see that on anyone's profiles? I saw it a couple of times.
I've seen it on the website, but I didn't see any cocks on it.
What, the BBC
There's
website?
There's a lot of news.
So listen, that might be offensive to some, it might, you know, but you know, if it's
it just says what it is on the tin.
Yeah, because but some kind people fetishize that about black guys, don't they? And that's the only thing that
the stereotype that all black guys have big cocks.
Yeah. So if you've put that on your profile and you're not a black guy and you've just put that's what you're looking for, then it's a bit weird, I think. Anyway, bears.
Okay, yeah,
if
we know what bears are.
Go down the woods today. Go on, you explain, you tell me what a bear is. Because you know what? We do prides, right?
Mm-hmm. We do many prides.
We go to lots of prides around the UK and we sell a bunch of jewellery and things. And we do it in all of the colours of the various different flags, right? And, and on top of like the stands where the jewellery is put, we have like a list of... what the colours mean, yeah, they describe, and people get to bear. It's usually like middle-aged women, isn't it?
Women, or a lot of girls don't understand what bears are.
And I love the way Graham describes it.
Grrr.
And they look completely confused by that.
What's a bear? Well, it's an animal, isn't it? No, bears generally are. You can get many. Well, I don't know. See, you have to generalise.
Yeah, you do.
But bears are. I would say generally hairy mm-hmm. guys.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a shaved bear?
I don't know.
No, because cubs,
he might maul
cubs
you.
Are like younger bears.
Yeah.
So if you've got a few years, you're generally just an ordinary bear.
Let's open it up to the audience. Can you be a shaved bear?
Can you be a shaved bear?
I don't think you have to be hairy. But they're usually larger guys, right? I think we can say that for certain. And a lot of them, I've got to say... lovely people and are really proud of being bears. That's what I like about like the community. It's like it's quite body positive. Oh, apparently, no, you can't be a shaved bear.
Oh, see, if we shaved Monty, I wonder what he'd become.
I don't even know. Listen, let's not talk about
people. If you shave a bear, what do they become then?
Yeah, what do they become? Okay, anyway.
An otter. See, I've been called an otter before, because I've got a bit of chest hair.
Yeah, but an otter is someone who's thinner. I think the distinction between the bear and the otter is the size of the person.
Well, yeah, an otter is a smaller animal than a bear.
Yes, so a slimmer guy, but still hairy. The whole thing is if they get wet, then they kind of look like an otter in the water.
We had a church leader that was like that. We used to go to Sunday school.
What kind of story is this going to be?
Friday night. The thing was, if you went on the Friday night for the treat, you had to go to Sunday school in order to be able to have the treat on the Friday night. And one night, the treat was to go swimming. And we all went swimming, and he was so hairy. He had loads of hair. And he literally did. When he came out of the water, he was that kind of like an otter.
Did he get naked in front of you?
No, it wasn't that kind of story.
Would you have enjoyed it if he had?
Probably. No? Why are you asking me that? That's a random question. Is that on your list?
See, I've watched Sex Education. Now I feel like I can therapize anybody.
Okay, so what's a BND?
Oh, a boy next door.
Boy next door, BND. See, I wouldn't have read... If someone wrote BND on their profile, I thought it meant they liked to bend. So I put that down as similar to bottoming.
No, so if you see someone with BND, it means boy next door.
Oh.
And that could be that they're either looking for a boy next door, or they are
a boy next door.
But surely you'd be able to see that by their photo, right?
Yes. If they've got a photo.
I also put there, they may be geeky or they may be jockey-y.
Really?
Check out their pictures for more details.
But surely anyone can be a boy next door.
No, but isn't there like a particular type of person that looks like... that? When you talk about the boy next door, aren't you talking about a particular type of person?
What, a bit jockey?
Or a bit geeky.
Or a bit geeky, okay.
Check their pictures for more details.
So BS. What does BS mean?
As in, not into bullshit.
Okay, do people put that on profiles?
Yeah, they do. Well, in America they do.
Not BS.
What the hell was that?
That was American. Not BS.
Okay. That was a bit better.
Yeah, okay. Candle play.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, I don't understand the wax thing. Though I've got a very low pain threshold, so I don't understand why people like having hot wax poured all over the bits. Or their chest or stomach.
But can't you get... I'm pretty sure you can get lower heat candles, can't you? So it doesn't burn.
Because it has a lower melting point.
Yes, and so when it drips onto your skin, it doesn't cause blisters.
But then you just melt chocolate. Use chocolate.
Oh, it's so messy, though.
Yeah, but at least you got something to, you know.
Can you imagine if you roll over what your sheets would look like?
I'd rather lick chocolate off someone than wax.
Yeah, but you don't lick the wax off them, you doofus.
Well, no, but then you'd peel it off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you peel it off, which I would really enjoy, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I love getting glue on your fingers. Just the little things in life, and then you spend forever picking it off. I love that.
PVA white glue, I think you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
just peeling bits off for days. It's lovely. Right.
Talking of glue, chemsex.
Yeah, no.
Is where drugs and sex come together, which isn't always a good idea.
Oh, that was quite judgmental of me. Why? Did I explain why?
Why did you say it's not good at it? Especially as some drugs can make a person take risks that they wouldn't normally take sober.
There you go.
So then alcohol can kind of go into that, because I think pissed people take risks.
Yeah, well, they do. And that's one of the things, like, and especially afterwards, it's like when you're talking about consent and stuff, when you are drunk or when you are drugged, are you really... having the sex that you want? I think that's the question. So I would always say just maybe hold back on that last drink.
But it depends, though, because sex is not just physical. Sex is also mental as well.
Yeah, well, totally.
It's the mental stimulation and everything else. So if you're off your face and you're mentally having a great time, you might, in the morning, you might blink and regret it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you know that you're going to regret it in the morning, maybe you shouldn't do it.
I think I'd regret the hangover more than anything else. Michael says that, yes, you can get cold melting candle wax. It's like warm. Is that from experience, Michael? Do divulge. It is Valentine's after all. only because we've got no wax stories.
CBT, you missed out that one.
CBT, did I?
Cock and ball torture. Did anybody else watch that TV program?
Was it on Channel four or five?
It was on the lower
end.
Very
similar nowadays.
where they were doing the
CBT.
They were doing a thing on sex, like in the UK, weren't they?
Well, they're doing a thing about BDSM was the main focus of the show. There was a woman doing it in her conservatory in a back room, wasn't there?
I mean, it's an excellent way to pay off the mortgage. It's what she was doing.
Get a guy around to spank him.
But then there was another guy, another set of people who were actually putting nails into scrotums.
Please, at least give a warning, people watching this.
But, sorry, trigger warning.
Some bloke is having his thingies nailed.
But, like, on one hand, I can, you know, like, the nail thing is like, bang, done, bish, bash, bosh, like having your ears pierced. But one guy was having screws put in.
Oh, please.
His scrotum. I mean, what?
Not...
Why? I mean, again, if that's your thing, cool, but doesn't that really hurt?
But what pleasure could you get out of being screwed in the bum?
I don't think it's about the actual physical pleasure. I think it's more of the mental thing, right?
Okay.
Like, I don't know. If anybody
being
knows.
Being dominated, being pain, tortured, I guess. So there you go then.
We're coming out very vanilla on this.
I think we are. Cut or uncut. That's quite... Is that self-explanatory? For guys, whether they're circumcised or not. Because it's funny that a lot of guys don't like, in some countries, don't like guys that are not cut. I.e. they don't like people with foreskin because they think it's dirty or disgusting. Or
they're just not quite sure what to do with the extra.
Or just like wear it like
a
hat.
Oh my God. Like you could do docking.
Docking.
Space docking.
Is that on the list?
Probably.
See, you're jumping the list. Space docking. Okay. So we've got... So that's cut or uncut. Chastity is not just a character in Emmerdale. Is it chastity in Emmerdale?
No, chastity.
Chastity.
Abstaining from sex or sexual contact. You can actually get those cock cages. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
And then
seen cock
people
cages.
Watch people having sex. And by the way, if you get an erection when you're wearing one of these things, I assume it's quite painful.
Michael says, next term, please. My boys have shrunken. Can we move on? Yeah, we'll try. I don't think there's any more pain ones.
Okay. Daddy. Well, where to start? Some guys love being called daddy, and some guys absolutely hate it. So before you call someone daddy, just check. Because I swear to God, if someone called me daddy...
Really?
Hell would be... There would.
You wouldn't like it if someone called you
a
DILF.
No, I wouldn't. No. DILF. Do I look like a DILF?
You look like you've never taken responsibility for anyone else other than yourself. So, no. Discreet. Some guys are into discreet purely because they might not be ready to be out yet. They might not want to be out. They could be bi. They could have girlfriends. They could have all sorts going on in their life. So, just want to be discreet. Dirty. This guy goes beyond dirty minds. He likes actual dirt, like urine and poop. Isn't for everyone, but guys who like water sports, WS.
Could you sound any more BBC?
I'm trying to be more, trying to add a bit of kind of, you know.
Or gravitas to these dirty words.
To these dirty words, yeah. So that's for dirty. Excuse me, DL. What's DL?
Is it on the down low?
Yeah, but what's on the down low mean?
Is it like discreet?
Yeah, it's another term for discreet. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so basically some people might put discreet on their profile, but if they put DL, then you know that they want a discreet meet.
Okay. Dominant or Dom?
Yeah, okay.
Is that like Dick and Dom?
Yeah, totally. Next.
In the house. I think we know what dominance is. Yeah. You're quite Dom, aren't you?
Yeah. Shut up and get to the next thing.
DP, or double penetration. That's generally when you allow two cocks up the bum.
I'm going to definitely have to put an explicit tag on this podcast.
I think so. So it doesn't have to just be... Can you have double penetration from the mouth?
Yes, of course you can.
So oral sex can be DP, can't
it? Yes, of course it can.
It's not just strictly for bottoming.
No, but I think if you're talking about DP, you are talking it up the...
Generally about bottoming, okay. Edging.
Go on, you explain edging.
Edging is where you play with yourself and bring yourself to near completion, but then stop.
At the waterfall, but not over the waterfall.
No. You take off the sellotape, but you don't open the full gift.
What?
I'm sorry, are we doing metaphors for edging?
You get the microwave meal and you peel back the clean film, but you don't put it in the microwave. What?
Yeah, exactly. That edging kind of thing. And then you can do this multiple times. And then you can stop, and then you can go for hours, and then do it, and then it can also last for days.
What? Who does it for days?
Well, edging for days.
You can rub it off.
I wonder where those bruises come from. Edging, so e-play, stim, and electric play.
This is guys who like to be plugged up, isn't it?
Yes.
And not that way.
Like electrocution. But don't be leaking any plug sockets.
Yeah,
no,
don't
low voltage play yeah. People.
I think a couple of like high voltage could probably kill you.
Probably. So battery operated things, maybe.
FF.
That must be with fists.
Go on.
So fisting. Fist fucking.
Is that what FF stands for? I've forgotten.
It's about fisting, yeah. Fist fucking.
No, I've put either just running a mill fisting or fist fucking.
What's the difference between fisting and fist fucking?
Well, one's more tentative and then the other one's a bit more kind of like punchy punch.
Oh, I've seen one of those videos. It's like someone's punching a punch bag.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Flogging. Whips.
Okay.
You
can self-flog, can't you? Isn't that what the...
Self-flagellation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. FWB.
Friends with benefits.
What does that mean?
I've never had a friend with benefits.
I've had friends on benefits.
I've always had friends. Because all my kind of... Before I met him, all my kind of like one-night stands were all kind of like... Literally that. They were just like one-night things.
Yeah.
They never became friends that then developed... Oh, no, I had a friend with benefits. I've forgotten about that person. Okay.
Apparently, Michael says you can also edge with other people. And they are called edgers in California.
No, you can also edge other people. Ah, so it's like you're in control. So you edge the other person.
Oh, okay.
So again, that comes back to the
control thing. But then when you just lie and go, yeah, yeah, no, stop. Nah, spaff.
You'd lie because you cheated everything. Never play crazy golf with this one.
What? I never play crazy golf?
You played it once and I swore never to play again with you.
Oh, God.
After you pick the ball up and move it with your hand.
Yeah, because it's so boring.
So,
crazy golf is literally the most boring thing on the planet.
I love crazy golf. If anyone ever fancies a game of crazy golf, let me know. Where are we up to? Hanky code.
We should do a whole program on the hanky code.
We should.
I think it should make a comeback.
Hankies.
Yeah.
Well, just generally in, you know, society, because the way people spit on the streets nowadays, please get a hanky. But yeah, yellow hankies, red hankies, blue hankies,
pink hankies.
Are we just going to go for all the colours of hankies and not say what they are?
Red and
so
yellow.
I think if you had a yellow hanky, and depending on which pocket it was in,
yeah.
I think it meant...
I will get the whole list and we'll talk about it on another show.
It's a whole coloured hanky system.
Quite excited about that.
Yeah, okay, we'll come back to that one then. HMU, what does HMU mean?
Hit me up.
One more time, like Britney.
Is that what it stands for?
Hit me up.
Oh.
As in, give me a call. Hit me up.
Dear God.
HMU, if you want to play crazy golf. HNH. The first H stands for horny. The second stands for high. So horny and high.
It goes along with the H2O, right? I mean, the 420.
420, yeah. So if you're horny and high, it's H... Why is it 420?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Got something to do with the actual drug?
I reckon Michael's going to know. Michael, why is it 420?
Does anybody know why it's called 420? Anyway, go on.
GGG?
Good game and giving.
Good giving and game?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means...
This is for sexually evolved guys who know that being a good lay means that everyone is happy.
Yeah. Good game and giving, or good giving and game. Yeah, so yeah, I think it was Dan Savage who came up with that. Well, I know he definitely uses it a lot on his podcast.
Oh, okay. If you've not heard Dan Savage, download, what's his podcast called?
Savage Lovecast.
It's very simple. It's fabulous. Everyone basically calls in or sends in messages about their problems in sexual life, and he discusses them, doesn't he?
He does, and he comes and
gets
up with
wonderful advice.
Quite intelligent advice. Right, moving on.
Michael wants to know, why would I know, lol? It's only because you're the one commenting, Michael. I thought you might know.
There are other people commenting. Lee says, happy Valentine's. Happy Valentine's, Lee.
Hello.
And Gary's asked how our day has been. Don't ask.
It's been it's quite a traumatic day, actually, hasn't it? The website.
I
wasn't the website.
Say that it was traumatic. Yeah, we had some website issues today. I wish I knew more.
It's been a whole day on the back end, hasn't it?
The back office has been full. Tell you.
GPS. Some guys use GPS to display your location. I think we all know what GPS
means,
okay, don't we?
Right. J-O.
J-O.
And
like J-Lo.
From the block.
Like J-Lo.
No, it's not. No.
Is it a musical term?
It's jerk-off.
Oh.
But in English, British English...
One would say wanking.
One would say wanking.
I don't think they say wanking in Australia. Who is from
Australia? In America, it's quite recent, I think, the wanking thing.
Yeah, I've forgotten who's from Australia now.
It was Cobmus.
If he's still there, do they use the term wanking in Australia? Let us know. Desperate to know. Limits.
Do you know yours?
My limits.
This is about knowing what your sexual limits are and communicating them with your partner.
But you have to stick to limits.
Oh, well, yeah, you should do. Because if you're with someone who has said, like, I only want to go this far, and then you start pushing a bit further, that's, well, assault.
Okay. Neg of on prep.
Negative and on prep.
Yep. Means someone who is HIV negative and is on the drug prep, meaning that you can have bareback sex with a greatly reduced risk of contracting HIV.
There you go.
NSA.
National Security Agency.
Is not the National Security Agency. It is no strings attached. For those kind of people who like to, you know, just get together and have a bit of no strings attached fun.
So no puppet sex?
No puppet sex. Oh dear. Michael says, we say jack or getting off.
Getting off. You see, when we say getting off...
I'm getting off at this bus stop.
Or I'm leaving work.
I don't have to tell you what, that would certainly make getting on a public transport more fun.
I know. But you know what? My friend and I, we used to joke about getting off the bus to the point where we used to say, I'm alighting from this bus at this next stop. Because we would always be like, getting off. But getting off used to mean kissing.
Really?
Yeah. Did it not mean that with you?
No, we used to say the word snogging.
Tashing off.
Tashing.
Right.
Where are we? Pos or positive and undetectable. This is a guy that knows he has HIV but is on anti-HIV medication. People living with HIV who are on treatment for 6 months and with an undetectable viral load can't pass on HIV to an unprotected partner.
It's really important, actually, and there's a really fantastic campaign called You Equals You. So if you go on Twitter and you put a hashtag You Equals You, you'll find all about it. And it means, basically, undetectable means untransmittable. And they're really trying to push this message through so people who are on PrEP or who are on anti-HIV medication and they know that their status are actually... They kind of say even safer than people who don't know their... when I say safer, that's not quite the right terminology. But the risk of getting HIV is much lower than someone who doesn't know, and then you're having bareback sex. So, yeah, check out You Equals You. We've got some information on thegayuk.com as well.
Otter. I know I've been called an otter. I said this earlier.
We've done this one. Let's move on. Come on. This is
it's like a slim movie. S&M.
Yep.
That's that big word again. We can't
say sadomasochism. Masochism. No, you've said it wrong now. Masochism.
Isn't that a coffee?
Yeah, moving on.
Sounds like a coffee.
P&P.
Personal and...
Party and play. What does this mean? Generally speaking, drugs are a part of this.
Of P&P?
Yeah, sometimes referred to as chem sex. And also, yes. So, piss.
Yeah, someone who's into water sports, likes a bit of warm, sticky yellow liquid chucked over them.
I don't think you chuck it over them.
Oh, so it's not like a bucket of piss.
It's not like the ice bucket challenge. The piss bucket challenge.
Ooh. S2R.
Oh, I don't know what
is
this
that a honey G thing? To the S, to the R, to the G, to
don't
the...
Don't mention her name on this program.
send to receive.
What does that mean?
He's basically saying, you got to send some pictures his way if you want some of his. Could be a face, cock or ass pic.
Huh? Side. Guys who don't like to do anal sex but are sometimes referred to as sides. If he has this in his profile, he probably doesn't identify as a top or a bottom or is interested in anal sex.
Sub and submissive. This doesn't have to mean bottoming or anything to do with penetrative sex. It's guys who like to be dominated during sex.
Okay, next one. Switch. Go on, what's switch mean?
It's a computer game, isn't it? Switch is one who likes both being dom and sub and switching it up. I didn't know that one.
Oh, I didn't know that one either.
There we go, something new tonight. SSC.
Safe, sane and consensual. It's a bit like the GGG. But that's what it means. If you see that on someone's profile, SSC, safe, sane, and consensual.
Okay. Slave stroke master. I think that's fairly obvious, isn't it? People like to be masters. People like to be slaves.
So you just explain it again.
Safe word. Do you know what a safe word is?
I wish I bloody had one.
Safe word. If you don't know, then get one. It's when you. It's a word you shout out when you want things to stop. And things are meant to stop. When you shout it, like, I don't know, pick a word that you don't generally say. So don't use, like, ooh, that was nice, as a safe word.
Who would use that as the safe word?
Ooh, that
ooh,
was nice.
Ooh, do it again. Ooh. Gah. Rah.
Top.
Yeah.
We know what a top is. Yes, it's someone who likes to be the penetrator. I was going to say penetrator.
You need to put your teeth back in.
I do, guys. Basically, the guy who's penetrating is the top.
Why do you keep moving the paper?
Can't read it. Twink.
Now, you haven't been a twink in years, so we'll move on.
I once was a twink. We were all twinks once. Basically, twinks are generally young gays, aren't they?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, younger than us. U equals U, or you've mentioned them already.
Undetectable equals untransferable. Untransmittable.
Verse. Guy who likes to do it both ways, top or bottom. And WS, water sports. The guy that's into pissing and the urine challenge, bucket challenge that we were just talking
about.
Yeah,
well, definitely. If anybody wants to start the water sport challenge, the piss bucket challenge, please send the pictures.
Is that it?
That's your 53 top terms.
53 top terms that everyone needs to know.
See, this is what you can do when you're waiting for a Delta flight.
I hope you've all been taking notes. There will be a quiz.
Have you got anything to show our lovely watchers?
Well, I've shown off me fancy rose from thegayshop.co.uk. Remember, by buying things on thegayshop.co.uk, you are supporting the Gay UK magazine and everything that we do. We also have some wonderful Swarovski bracelets, rainbow bracelets, crystal bracelets. I don't know what I'm talking about now.
If you're listening to this on the podcast, I apologise. Please rate and review and leave us a nice comment. It would be lovely. Otherwise, we'll be back again and we're going to be talking about where you can meet guys apart from on an app. You're putting that together.
Am I?
Yeah, okay.
Well. Right. Well, thank you for joining us. We have Michael, Lee, Gary and everyone else that kind of joined us from all over the world. We will see you again next time.
Until next time.
Oh, hang on a minute.
You're star swiping.
I am star swiping. I do love the star swipe.
Take care.
Have a fabulous night.
Bye.